Hello, and welcome again to the Creative Goddess Summit. I'm your host, Nema Kambona, and today I'm delighted to welcome Karen Kilby-Clark. Karen Kilby-Clark is a creative goddess in the field of writing, blogging. She is a published author, and most of all, she is the mummyhood mentor, and she's based in the U.S. Karen has been featured on the topic of motherhood everywhere in the U.S., from the Chicago Business Journal to ABC and Fox News networks. So a very warm welcome to you, Karen.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. I'm going to jump straight in and ask you about the mummyhood mentoring that you do, because I was intrigued about this when I read it. So tell me how you became a mummyhood mentor, and what is it that you do?
Sure. Well, I started just with wanting to find, like, sort of a creative outlet to express my thoughts and feelings just about my own life and my own experiences as a mom of three. And so I started to write for, at the time, it was called Yahoo Voices. They don't have that anymore, but it was just an online platform that you could publish articles to the web through Yahoo. And so I thought, oh, this is cool. And I started to write, and I had some, you know, some successful articles and getting good feedback. And then I had one article that they rejected, which I was like, well, I thought it was good, you know. And I still wanted to put it out there. And so I had a friend who was blogging. And I was like, oh, well, maybe I could start a blog. And then I can publish articles, you know, on my own and not have someone tell me that, no, we don't want to publish that. So I can put it out there myself. So that's when I started my blog, and that was about 3 years ago. And it's gone through a few iterations. I didn't really have a name for it when I first started. I was just kind of sharing under my own name. And then I started a blog called Memoirs of a Clueless Woman, which I still have kind of a social media page for that because I just think it's a fun title. And so I still kind of keep that up. But what happened as I was blogging and receiving feedback from my readers, and my readership was growing, women would kind of ask me questions, and moms especially, you know, would ask me for advice. And so I kind of thought, well, I could share advice, but it didn't kind of feel like it fit under the Memoirs of a Clueless Woman, you know, title. And that's when I just started brainstorming. And I'm not even sure where I came up with Mommyhood Mentor. It just kind of popped up out of nowhere. But I really liked it, and I started sharing it. And people were like, oh, that's a cool title. Yeah, use it. So that's kind of how Mommyhood Mentor was born. And what I do is just my goal is for moms to feel like they're not alone. You know, I just want them to know, like, you're not the only one going through this. It's all of us. We're all in it together. So my goal is not to be, like, preachy or, like, telling people how they should live their life, but just sharing stories and giving advice and asking questions, you know, trying to help moms look within, because usually we already have the answers that we're seeking in life, no matter what it is we're trying to figure out. We just kind of have to take time to, you know, think about it and meditate and reflect and just find those answers within. So that's what I try to help moms do through my writing and mentoring and coaching.
Okay, so do you remember vividly when you got that aha moment that this is what you wanted to write about? Or, I mean, do you write about other things other than mothering? Is it your life experiences? How did this, I'm just talking about the change within you to do this.
Yeah, I kind of do remember. I work full time, so this is kind of like my side hustle, as they call it. But so I was actually in a training program for my job, and I had always had an interest in self-development and personal growth and just being better than, you know, who I was yesterday or last week or last month or last year. And so I was in this training program, and it was geared toward leadership, but It was based on a book called Happiness at Work. And the concepts in that book are about, you know, how we create our own reality based on what our thoughts are. And so hearing that, it just kind of was like, wait a minute. So I'm thinking the things that create the world that I live in. And if I don't like the world that I'm living in, then I can change it by thinking differently. So it was kind of like, wow, okay. And so that was like the first time that I, recall knowing that I could take control and knowing that I was the one that was creating this life instead of just being like a bystander or like it was happening to me, you know, I am creating it. And so that was like my first time of saying, okay, well, I don't like this, so I'm gonna change it. And it was kind of empowering and exciting. And so, since then, I just kind of was, I don't even know how many books. It's hundreds of books. And, I've taken seminars and done classes and workshops and just really immersed myself in the whole world of being better than I was before.
Yeah, you know, your story resonates so much with me because I'm a single mom and, you know, trying to do everything and please everyone and, you know, running around. So you found that writing was a release for you?
Yes, definitely.
And so what are the baby steps that frazzled moms can take towards the life, this happiness, the goal that that you discovered in this book? What are the baby steps that they can take?
Well, for me, what I think is the first step is you have to recognize that you are not being active. So if there are things in your life that you're not happy with, whether it's, you want to lose weight or you're not eating healthy enough or you're not spending enough time with your kids. In your mind, you know, you've decided it's not enough time, not based on anyone else's standards. But, whatever it is that you're not happy with, it's like just taking that first step to say, okay, you know, I'm not actively creating or co-creating, you know, we call it co-creating with the universe. But, I'm not being active right now. I'm just kind of passive. Things are happening. I'm not happy with them. So that if you don't take that first step to just realize that, you really can't change anything because you haven't decided that you're the one that should be in control. So, you know, that's to me, that's the first step. And then it's like, you have to take care of yourself. And I know that's a popular, you know, theme and topic. A lot of folks talk about it nowadays, but it really is important. And I don't know why moms are like the number one, you know, group of people who are just willing to let themselves be the last, but we have to do so much. So it's like you can't take care of everyone else when you're not, you know, at your best. So, you know, just realizing that there's things that you want to change and that you're not being active so you can flip that around and become active. And then, you know, taking care of yourself and then figuring out what it is that you want. Not, you know, trying to keep up with someone else's, you know, life or things that other people are doing, but just taking time to really sit back and think about what it is that you want. And then, you know, figuring out the steps to get there.
Gosh, that is so empowering about, you know, being active and knowing that you are at the center of taking the decisions that are going to change. And also taking care because with moms, it's something that you say, well, I'll do that. Once I've done this, then I'll do that. Once I've done this.
Mm-hmm.
And the list just goes on and on and on. So I guess you have to be a bit strict with yourself.
Yeah, it does. It takes a lot of discipline and, you know, and scheduling. I mean, just a small example is I go to the salon to get my nails done every 2 weeks. And I've done that for I don't know, my youngest son is 9 now, and I started when he was a baby. So, you know, pretty much for the past 9 years, every 2 weeks. And my nail tech, she's great. It's the same woman. We've been, you know, together this whole time. She's been the person doing my nails. And she'll say to me, like, you know, you are probably only one of, like, maybe 3 people who are so faithful. And I'm like, yeah, because this is my time. Like, when I'm in the chair and getting my pedicure, I just get to relax. I don't have to think about anything else. You know, they have the little massage chair, and I just get to sit back and just, like, really chill out, which is, I don't get to do that really at any other time. So, yeah, I mean, you know, just really being dedicated and disciplined, it makes a big difference.
Yeah, that's great. That time for yourself, time to relax and also to reflect. I think, yeah, that's a absolutely great message. And I think you have to prioritize it as your time, the way you prioritize work, so that you actually do it, isn't it?
Yeah, you do.
So I'm interested in how you reach out to your community. Do you actually, apart from the writing and the blogging, do you have workshops? Do you, is there anything other than the blogging and the writing that you do to help moms?
Yeah, I do hold workshops, and I also have, like, a lot of activity on social media. I'm constantly just sharing quotes that inspire me that I'm hoping will inspire others. Or, you know, sometimes I'll post, like, a little snippet of what my day was like, and other moms will chime in and be like, oh, I know what that's like, or, you know, oh, that was me yesterday. And it just gets conversation started. And I also work with, you know, women one-on-one. Mostly are moms, some are not. But just, you know, to help them kind of figure out what their next steps are. That's usually what we focus on, because that, I think, is where a lot of people get stuck. Even when they realize that they want to make a change, it's like, okay, well, what do I do next? So I work with moms on that. And but my primary goal is just to be an inspiration. So that's mostly what I try to do through all of the content that I produce. So whether it's workshops or, you know, blog posts or books or anything, it's just, you know, something to inspire moms to, you know, be comfortable with being imperfect, you know, be okay with the fact that life is going to be chaotic, you know, stop waiting for things to calm down to do something different, because it's never going to calm down. So you just got to start now. And, yeah, just to take control of their lives, because it goes by so fast. I mean, my oldest child is 19, and he has a baby of his own now, so I'm a mom. And so that's kind of like, wow. I'm like, I remember when, you know, this man child, as I call him, was a baby, and now he has a baby, and it's just crazy. I'm like, I blinked and here I am. So, you know, you don't want to waste any of that time. None of us do. We want to soak up every second. So we have to be mindful and proactive and, you know, make the changes we want to make now and enjoy our lives before, you know, it's over, because one day it will be. I know people don't like to think about it, but it is true. You know, that's the one thing we all know will happen, is we will not be here at some point. So while we are here, it's, you know, we need to make the most of it and be happy and live the life that we want to live.
Oh, yes, that's so lovely. It's, yeah, life passing you by. And as you say, you get that feeling, you see your children and all of a sudden they're adults and with children of their own. Yes. These are reminders. So I like the fact that you help build dreams, or you call yourself a dream builder. So by the sound of things, you have built, or you are building, the life that you wish for yourself, deserve.
Yeah. Well, I got, I actually discovered someone online, Mary Morrissey, and she is the creator of this Dream Builder program. And so I took that program and I was like, oh, I love this. Like, I'm a dream builder. I'm like all over this. Like, you know, it's all about, you know, taking the control and build, you know, and creating the life that you want. But one thing that came out of that that I realized is there is no finish line. And I think that that is one of the things that trips us up when we're trying to make changes or trying to create, you know, a life that we really want to live. We think that there's going to be like a magical moment when we're done and we're like, okay, I'm here, I'm done, I've done it, I'm living that life now. But what I find is that there is no finish line, so there really is no done, because you're always going to be looking for something else. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, it doesn't mean you don't appreciate what you already have or what you've already built or created, but it's just the natural state. You know, it's like once we arrive at one point, we start to say, ooh, okay, I'm here now, but ooh, you know, what's next? And so we start to say, oh, I really would love this or I would love that. And so it's like a constant process. So, which can seem overwhelming, but when you just take it, you know, day by day, it's just what happens. It's, we are always going to be wanting to be better, hopefully, you know, than we were. So there's never a time when you're going to be done being better than you were yesterday. You know, it's constant. So if I look at it and I say, yes, I am building my dreams. You know, I'm doing the things that I want to do. But am I ever really going to be done with that? Well, no, because there's a new dream that pops up once I've, you know, achieved something else. So in that respect, I am creating the life that I feel I deserve. It's the life that makes me happy. And it's very fulfilling. But it's never like, okay, that's it. I'm good. I'm just going to stay here and, you know, this is where I am and I'm good here. So in that respect, I just have accepted that continuous process. And so once I got there, I was like, okay, I'm okay with that. Like, I'm not stressed out about feeling like I'm never done with becoming something more.
Yes, precisely, and that's part of that growing process, isn't it, that
mm-hmm.
you're continually going through the changes and growing and learning and becoming better, and, yeah, exactly. I like the fact that you say there is no finish line, which is nice, you know, because
yeah.
There's more to experience. And speaking about that, I wondered if you have further creative goals. I know you've published your books, and you might remind us of the titles again. Do you have other goals that you'd like to? Would you like to write more books? What would those be?
Yeah.
What goals you have? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm more gonna be focused. Like, I'm already started on my 2017 goals because I'm like a goals nerd. It's my favorite thing to do. But so, but yeah. I mean, my focus is really on writing. I kind of want to get back to that. I feel like I got off track this year with everything that was going on, and you know, I mentioned I'm a mom now, so I'm trying to help him, you know, my son figure out parenthood and everything. So this year was kind of really full with other things, which is fine, but I kind of want to get back to, you know, just writing. So, you know, I have one ebook on Amazon, an ebook and an audiobook, Time Management Made Easy for Busy Moms, and I'm working on the manuscript for a full nonfiction book, which is titled Live Joyous Mommyhood. And I've already started the wheels turning on another book idea that I'll work on right after I finish that one. So I just kind of want to work on my books and get back to, you know, regular postings on my blog and continue to inspire the community through my online profiles and things like that. So writing is going to be my focus.
Oh, wow. Yes, I can hear from your enthusiasm that you've been inspiring so many people and through this summit as well. You've talked about some lessons. What would you say to sum it up, would be the most important lesson that you've learned so far that you would impart to others?
I think the biggest lesson is that we are in charge. Like, I am in charge of my life. It's not something that happens to me. It's, you know, something that I can make happen. That is just, I mean, I can't talk about that enough as being, like, the most important thing. Because once you realize that, like, everything else is, you know, it's within your power. Like, you have the control. But when you don't acknowledge that or accept that or, you know, operate from that frame of mind, it's really hard to be happy or to create the life that you want or do the things that you want to do when you aren't making them happen. You know, things don't, they're not, it's, there's no magic. It's not like, you know, you're not going to twiddle your nose and it pops up, or, you know, you have to be taking action and being the one that's driving the change that you want in your life. So that is probably the biggest lesson that affects everything. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's being in the driving seat. Yeah, driving your life. So I come to my last question, and I ask all the creative goddesses, I'm wondering, who has inspired you, a creative goddess, in your life or your career? And we accept maybe there have been some men, creative gods, who've inspired you.
Oh, yeah, sure. I get inspired by so much, so many people. I can probably find something inspiring in just about anything. But the one person who really has had a big impact on me career and business-wise was Natalie McNeil of She Takes On the World. And she's like the first mentor that I had when I decided that I really wanted to create a business and not just have a blog. And she really helped me to get into, like, the meditation and the reflection. I wasn't that much into that at first. I wasn't sure if that was for me. You know, I was kind of like, what? You just sit there and listen to, like, some words and close your eyes. I didn't know how that was going to help me. So it was kind of like, once she introduced that to me, I was like, oh, wow, like, this actually is really cool because, you know, I get to really immerse myself in my thoughts, because I don't know, when I meditate, I can't clear my mind. I don't know if anyone else is like a pro at that. I totally cannot clear my mind, but I can like slow my thoughts and focus on like what, you know, and visualize, which is something I wasn't doing as well before that. So that really was helpful to me. And she's been just watching her journey as she continues to build her brand and her kind of her empire, has really been inspiring to me. And that message that, you know, we can do anything that we put our minds to, and whatever we want, we can have. And that was something that I learned from her. So that has been, like, one of the biggest inspirations. But I'm really inspired by lots of different authors as well. There's so many, I can't even name them all, but just whenever I read someone's story, especially like memoirish books, you know, where they're sharing personal stories, it just really, that touches me. It inspires me so much because it takes a lot to share in that way, you know, and they don't know how many people are going to read it or, you know, what kind of impact it will have, but they put it out there, and the courage to do that, you know, that really inspires me as a writer, especially, you know, that you just have to, you know, drop the facade where nobody's perfect. So I don't even know why we try to be or think we should be, because nobody is. So it's not like, I mean, I don't know who is the example of perfection, because there, I have never seen one. So it's like just being okay with that and just, you know, being able to be your real self is, I mean, that's an amazing thing there. So that is, you know, any author, any book that has inspired that in me is something I treasure.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, Karen. Thank you for sharing your story and having the courage and the honesty. And there's so many lessons there, but basically about being active and knowing that once you are in the right frame of mind, you can achieve, you know, anything that you set out to do. There's so many things there that resonate. I particularly am with you about the meditation. I've tried many times. I cannot clear my thoughts, but I guess it's a process.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely reading more of your posts and would love to read more of your books. So I thank you again for sharing with
thank
us.
Thank you.
And we look forward.
Thanks so much for having me.
My pleasure, our pleasure. And we look forward to reading more about you. So thank you to all those who've listened in, and don't forget to listen to another Creative Goddess tomorrow.